This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Illinois' stopgap spending plan is designed to get state government through the remainder of 2016. Among other things, the stopgap plan will provide much-needed money to public higher education. But a union leader considers the plan insufficient and unacceptable. John Miller, who's president of the University Professionals of Illinois, Local 4100, says it fails to fully fund the schools.
So we're now entering our second year without a budget. All this did was provide some revenue to the universities. It does not provide the institution with the ability to plan long term, which is what the institutions need to be able to do. And I think most egregious in all of this is the failure to fund MAPS for the fall semester or even the spring semester. Students are leaving the institutions in droves, and it almost seems like it's an exodus. You're hearing every day another institution talk about what their enrollment is going to be like, and this did nothing to address that exodus of students. And once they're gone, they're gone. They don't come back.
To fully fund higher education, is there someplace you would cut in the state budget?
We need revenue. That's the first place to turn without looking at the reality of the life. Remember, this is a governor who let the income taxes go from 5% down to 3.75%. This is a revenue problem, and it's been a revenue problem for a long time. It's an issue that nobody really wants to talk about, and the governor is hiding. But everybody in Springfield knows it's a combination of the two, that you need to cut and you need revenue. You can't just cut, and this governor is more interested in just cutting higher education or not even supporting public higher education in the state of Illinois.
So are you, as union president, endorsing an increase in the income tax, or do you think the entire tax system needs to be restructured?
We've been supporting the graduated income tax, the millionaire's tax. Remember, in this district alone, the millionaire's tax passed, and yet we don't see any support from the elected official in this.
Passed as an advisory,
referendum. It passed statewide as an advisory referendum. We need to address the current tax structure.
And in addition to addressing the tax structure, is there some place you see where cuts could be made in state spending?
Well, you know, we've already seen massive state cuts, right? But we haven't seen any real discussion about the revenue side of it. You know, we have seen the state of Illinois employs some of the least amount of people per capita on almost every level. We see our Department of Correction folks being stretched to the end. Go talk to some of the officers that work in some of the area prisons and correctional facilities, and they'll tell you the amount of overtime that they have to do and the situation that they're finding themselves in. We haven't funded social services. We really need to sit down and say, but we can't do that with a governor who's holding everything else hostage to say, you have to do all these things that haven't worked anywhere else, but we have to do them in order to improve the economy, of which they don't do.
You've held this position for a year now?
I am coming into the year so my year anniversary would be September 1st.
How many members were you representing a year ago, and at what level is it now given cutbacks at universities?
It's difficult to see, but I will say that we've actually grown, and we've grown in a very unique way by gaining new membership. Folks are very frustrated with the current situation, so we just recently organized and had certified NIU tenure track faculty, which brought another 710 folks. We are working on additional groups at UIS. So while we are losing existing faculty and academic staff, because we represent a whole range of individuals at the university, we've actually grown, and it shows the amount of frustration and the scare and how nervous and about the uncertainty that exists in here because of the governor's policy towards higher education.
What about you mentioned, for example, Northern has joined UPI.
Yes.
And so what sort of protections do they get? Because certainly you've had some UPI members who've been laid off.
Yes. So in most of the cases, it divides or creates the potential of creating long-term protection so that they have at least a year's notification to be able to maintain their position. So it gives them a chance to find and land on their feet.
As opposed to just being laid off instantly with very short notice.
Yes. And so it gives that family, that individual, an opportunity to go. These are folks that have committed themselves to these institutions, and it doesn't matter whether or not you're a tenured faculty member or academic support staff or civil service person. They all have committed to themselves to these institutions. These institutions have become home for them. This is where they raise their family, and they have nothing at the end to do so. And this is what's happening across the board. And that's what labor brings to the table. And also on that is that we give a strong voice in Springfield and statewide.
John Miller is president of the University Professionals of Illinois, Local 4100. The union represents workers at seven Illinois universities, including Western, Eastern, and the University of Illinois Springfield. Miller is not convinced lawmakers and the governor will work out a spending plan after this fall's elections. He fears the standoff will continue as long as Republican Bruce Rauner remains governor. Rauner is not up for re-election until November 2018. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.